Time now for Wayne Pond with a word of the day on WCHL. Dr. Pond, glad to have you here, and hope you will lay a good word on us this morning.
glad to join you for the morning radio extravaganza.
Thank you.
Hope you all are just doing peachy keen this morning. Hey, Ron, anybody ever called you a wiseacre?
A wiseacre? Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Wiseacre.
A nice way of putting it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Nikki?
No, never.
Ever called you a wiseacre?
Not
never.
Once.
Mm-mm. I thought that was just part of the fabric, the furniture, that working in radio, you had to be a wiseacre. Well, I guess not, huh?
Well, you
think Nikki's the exception?
Yeah. Nikki's an exception to a lot of things.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I have been called that and a whole lot worse many times.
Well, here it is. So let's join the club. Wiseacre is your word of the day. WISE. Sounds like a radio station in the Midwest, followed by ACRE, Wiseacre, that's all together, one word, WISEACRE. Here's a word that dates back to the 16th century, has all sorts of, foggy, obscure etymological roots in Germany and Europe, all over the place, the Netherlands. It's all about somebody who is clever, a smart aleck. Somebody who actually can be smart, who pretends to be smart. You're never really sure what's going on here. So I figured, the radio profession works for this word as well as any. What do you think?
I'd agree wholeheartedly.
What do you think? Wholeheartedly. Ooh.
Wholeheartedly.
Oh, boy.
I often pretend to know what I'm talking about when I really don't. That's a little secret there. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. Nobody knows.
I got a 77-year record on this one, so what can I tell you?
All right, well, that's a good word. I'll try to use it in the conversation today.
He's being so diplomatic. For a wiseacre, he's being diplomatic. All right, guys, there's your word of the day. Enjoy it. I'll talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.